Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a trend presentation from November 2014. Ms. Fernanda Carvalho, Independent Marketing Consulting, presents Brazilian Sportswear.
Good morning. I'm Fernanda Carvalho from Brazil. I work with textile for 15 years, and I'm here to talk about a little bit about Brazil and Brazilian sportswear. I don't know who has been in Brazil from here. Raise your hands. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Lee Thompson, for sure. Anytime if you want to make questions, feel free. Okay, so I'm going to pass some numbers and trends and hope it's going to be very interesting for you. And for who doesn't know Brazil, maybe it's a invitation to go and see how it looks like there. So let's talk about some beautiful places. But we're the biggest country in South America, actually in Latin America. And we have like big cities as São Paulo here, just like New York and Chicago and all Miami. Then we have all the beach size. We have the biggest lake shore at Latin America also. So we enjoy a lot going to the beach, practice and make sports on the beach, so and go as a vacation. Then we have, as beautiful as our beach size, we have our countryside that we do a lot of sports, especially outdoor sports, so we're gonna see it. And then we have like Rio de Janeiro, that's for sure our more special city and more beautiful city for sure, that we can have together this big city stuff going on and like some having fun and practicing sports on the beach too. So we have, it's from last year actually, these numbers. So we do have 201 million habitants. The expectation for 2042 is to have 228.4 million. So yes, we are very on growing, increasing expectation. And we are divided by five regions, that the green one is the north, where is Amazon in. The red one is the northeast. Then we have central, that we have our capital, actually, is that point here as white. Then we have the rest region, that's southeast, that what everything happens in economical, social, and all the companies are there, like São Paulo and Rio. And then we have the south region that is very different. So each one has its unique behaviors and food and way to dress. So the biggest city is São Paulo with 43 million. Then we have the state of Minas Gerais, that it's on the southeast too, with 20 million. Then we have Rio de Janeiro with 16 and Bahia with 15. The economical, actually it's between São Paulo and Rio, but we have consumers in all over the states. And we have really nice weather. So we don't have winter, but we love winter. We love snow. And we love going skiing. So all the brands that work with that, like the North Face, it's very successful in Brazil because we travel on vacation to ski. either to go to the beach or to ski. So, but when we talk about sports, we like to use, our problem is not heating, it's not insulation, but it's cooling. So how it's gonna make everything cooler when you practice the sports. That's why we need so light fabrics with wicking moisture and dry fast and no odor and UVA protection. You're gonna see it. Here is our population. So we are very young population here from 20 to 40s. So are the biggest. That's why everybody's looking like Brazil, it's increasing, it's amazing economical country because it's the pool, it's the gap that buys. So that's what makes us very consumist. It's like it's a little bit half and half, 15% women to 49 men. In there, we have our social, actually, pyramid. On the top, on the red, we have like class A and B, very, very rich people. Then we have a big middle class. That big middle class, that buys a lot. And then we have the class D and E that buys, but not a lot. So, and we have like a different way to buy because we can divide like a tennis shoes in 10 times on the credit card. So that what makes easier to buy in Brazil, but not less expensive because we have a lot of taxes. And this is the expectation for 2040. Then we have the top 10 most important and most practiced sports, of course, soccer, but not only soccer. So we have 30 million people practicing soccer, 15 million practicing volleyball, 12 playing million playing ping pong, what is like very amazing, but we have a lot of Japanese and on some sides, on the southeast. So it came with the Japanese colon with them. Then we have a lot of swimming too. 11 million people swims. That what makes us very good on the Olympic Games too. We have indoor soccer, we divide because the technology is different for each one. Outdoor soccer needs something and indoor soccer need more than outdoor. So we have our kind of sport like capoeira that 6 million people practice that. And this performance came from Africa with our discovery and all our history. That's why for us it's a sport. So make some money on the economical, actually on the economical numbers. Then we do a lot of skate, 3 million, then judo and athletics. But those numbers are for sports. We are much bigger on running and gym. That's why we're gonna see like active numbers. It's numbers from the gym, not from sports. So actually we are in the first place in Latin America with numbers of gym places that you go and practice and do spinning, run and workout. So we have 32 million registered in this year, 7.8 million people practicing. And we're in seventh place that have more people, more active people in the world. So it's a big market. First place at Latin America. Second place at the world with number of gym. And we, this market, moves about $2 billion. That were numbers from 2012. And we have like the age between 18, 35 years old. It's average. We have a lot of old people going to the gym and practicing and going to the beach and going to the parks too. Then, of course, 6% is from class A and B. What makes a lot of money because people buy clothes to go to the gym. So here we have the soccer numbers. It's a picture of our soccer market. It's huge. And we have 800 professional clubs, 13 million non-professional clubs, like on the condoms and places that people live, 30 million people that play soccer, 11,000 professional players, and it's a $7 billion market per year, and 27 national soccer championship, what makes television all football, and 5,000 professional soccer games per year. So every Wednesday and every Sunday, we have like 3-4 soccer games going on someplace in Brazil. That what makes for like Nike, Adidas, and other big brands amazing media sponsorship. Then we have more than 100 annual championships also. We play with Latin America, South America, Europe, and all over the places. And then for me is the most important number, because running, it's increasing like crazy in Brazil. So like 10 years ago, we have no marathons, we have no half marathons, just like 5, 10Ks. But now we have like all weekends, we have like 4 or 5 races going on. So today, it's from 2012, those numbers. We are not good as United States in numbers, like statistic numbers. So we are a little bit late, but gives you a picture of how it's increasing. So we have 4 million runners. We are the second place already. We just lose for United States, of course. The market increases more than 20% a year. And that's amazing for Brazil. So we have like our increasing market like for 4-5%. So we have a market that increases 20% a year. Then we have in Rio Marathon, that's amazing, it's wonderful. It's all in the lakeshore. 22,000 people. In São Paulo Marathon, 20,000 million people. We have more than 350 run races per year. And this is changing a little bit, but in 2012, we're like divided to 32% women to 68 men. But we can say that now it's kind of like it's more 80s and 20s. It's more 40s and 60s, because we have all this women thing on running going on. We have actually like races just for women. So that have like 5,000, 10,000 women running, just like I think United States have too. Then we have the places that we work out. So we do a lot of working at the countryside. that looks more like outdoor sports. Then we have all the parks. We have such nice and technology gym. And we have all the lakeshore with the beaches that we can practice too. And we use a lot. Here, what it looks like at the countryside. So we do a lot of trekking, climbing, hiking, mountain bike. It's big, it's huge mountain bike. Actually, we have the Brazil ride, like just those big races at mountain bike. And we do a lot of trekking too, and trail run, and triathlon, like Xterra, that have all around the places, all around the world. So here is more the sports. We do a lot of canoeing too. We have this kind of adventure races that you have to bike, you have to run, you have to canoeing, you have your group. So it's kind of like, it's very adventure. And we use a lot of windproof fabrics, a little bit of mechanical stretch, a lot of solar protection, fast drying, and reflective here are very important because some races are at night. So reflective, it's like a security thing, a security tech to be on the garment. Then we have like those brands that are very strong in Brazil. Solo and Curtulo are Brazilian brands, but they're just like North Face, Salomon, Timberland, and Kenwi, and Fox. Kenwi, it's a very big site. It's a website that has all those, it's more for outdoor sports, and they sell all those brands. They're very big. They're the first number one. They're the second, actually, sorry. They're the second place that that sells garment for sports bigger than stores. So we buy a lot of from internet, okay? Then some places that people go to practice and or to race. So we have Chapada, Ilhabela, Campos, Bonito, Chapada dos Veadeiros. They're very, very beautiful places. And challenge too. Then we have the parks, and we do have in São Paulo here, it's Parque Ibirapuera. We are in the top 10 biggest and beautiful park at world. So we are on the top 10. Then we have a botanical garden there in Rio. So we do have parks in Rio, not only beaches, and people go to run and walk and go practice yoga and other parks in the south and northeast. So what we do, a lot of the parks, it's the walking, biking, more like a leisure on the weekends and in holidays. We practice a lot of Tai Chi, yoga, Pilates on the park, and a lot of rollers and skates. So here we need solar protection, moisture wicking, fast drying, and no odor, like basic to be outdoor. And we have brands like CEA that we have in here, but in Brazil they're very strong, like a fashion department store that has a fitness collection. Just like Riachuelo, that's huge too. They're all over Brazil. Then we have more specific brands like Yogini, just like Prana and Loli and Lucy. It's kind of like the same. Then we have Vans for those skate and street style, and Decathlon. And we do have a lot of small, like medium regional brands that makes a lot of our market. So there are just more than 1,000 brands. Then we have gyms. We have like Reebok, just like New York and London, Madrid. Then we have BodyTech and Formula. So they're very nice gyms. People go a lot to the gym. It's very different from Europe and from United States because we like to do our social on the gym. So sometimes we have dinner, sometimes we have breakfast. We do like a work meeting, like we have lunch. So it's kind of like social too. You have your group and you swim together and then you go to your cycle class. So it's kind of like, it's not only go and say bye-bye. We stay there. We do go on the weekends a lot because of that. And we use a lot of colors. We use a lot of prints. And we are very worried about our bodies. So we like very tight, like compression. So everything's up or looks like it's up. So yes, we do work. We use a lot of elastic fabrics. And we like to be, to have like this fashion trends going on to the sports trends. And the fast fashion, it's already in the fashion, in the fast sports fashion that we call. So we have like Track and Field, Memo, that are Brazilian brands that puts on the store like each 15 days, like 2-3 kinds of prints. So to moves on as fast fashion does. And the men, it's kind of like the same, it's more universal, but we, Brazilian men, they use garments with lycra with elastane. It's not a problem. So they want to be comfort and they want to have performance. So, and the girls want to be like fashion style. And we have all the classes, just like in another place. Now we have like a box thing going on, like a ballet fitness, like a dance. It's going on, it's like a trend. So everybody's like doing boxing and this ballet fitness. So it's kind of like the amazing thing going on. Then we have some brands, some Brazilian brands, Track and Field, Memo, Liquido, that's huge, Life, Body for Sure. And of course, we do love Nike, Adidas, and all the big brands too. And they have a very important market share in Brazil. And because both soccer and running numbers, so they're very present, as Mizuno, ASICS, Fila, kind of. Here, the fabrics are more important. It's the fashion prints. And we do like to have moisture wicking, fast drying, no odor. And easy care is very important because we have such a tough time. We have huge traffic in all cities, so we don't have time to go home. And so easy care is very important here. And then we have some gyms there. Oh, and here, it's very, very important, the compression thing. So not because of the performance, but because of the aesthetic. Then we have all kinds of beaches, and we do practice a lot. aqua sports, a bit, so paddles, stand-up, surf. Gabriel Medina is now the first Brazilian winner at surf. So it's kind of like a big, it's a huge idea now. So Billabong and Quicksilver and Broxy, they're so happy. So it's kind of like everybody wants to surf and use like surfwear. So we have all this kind bits that we do a lot of frisco ball. I have seen in Italy, but it's just like with the ping pong, but no table on the beat. We do a lot of paddle, running. We do a lot of running. We have this functional circuits on the beach, like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You gotta have your spot on the beach to practice because it's crowd, just like in the gym. We do a lot of kite surfing, wind surfing, yachting. So they're very strong actually in the Olympic Games too, because we do a lot. And then we have here, it's very important to have water resistance. We do a lot of swimming and open sea that we call marathons on the sea. We do a lot of that too. So we need water resistance a lot here. Sun protection, chlorine proof, because if you don't go to the beach, you go to the gym that has swim pool, easy care, mostly weekend and fast drying too. The most amazing places, beaches, are Ipanema, Leblon, Barra, all in Rio. You cannot compete at all. Then we have in the southeast, all too, and São Paulo too, a lot of places that you can practice sports. And here are some colors of Brazil. So we do use a lot of prime colors. The primary colors are always on fitness collection, always. That's what sells on. So it's very important to have all this bright and not shiny, but bright and clean colors as primary colors, actually, that if you put together, it's almost a print. Here's what it looks like. Here's actually is an editorial from Ali from Brazil. So it's kind of like a production, but using all those colors. And we like all the melanges, the mezclas, and other colors to put together with. We like cihê, glossy fabrics, and a lot of transparencies, tulis and meshes also. It's very easy to sell. And here are some prints. We do use a lot of digital prints because we like to have such like 15 colors in one print or 10 colors in one print. So you can match together with different pieces of the girl or the collection. So it's very up all the fitness collection. So we have here some, looks like, here is a very new collection, just like our summer. We're looking actually for winter now, but on the stores we have the summer. So it's kind of like this summer, what's going on. So we have all animal prints and ethnical prints and like those ethnicals from Mexico, like Mexican. Tie-dyes and botanicals and plants, flowers, depending on the market you are. Surfwear likes a lot of flowers, even the guys for shorts. Then here is how people buy fitness and sports garments. So we have shopping centers. We do have like commercial streets and sports department stores, sports web stores that are very strong now, fashion department stores that has their own private fitness sportswear collection, and very specialized sports stores like for cycling or triathlon or running. We do have some too. So here is a little bit of the names. So the most important shoppings are Iguatemi Group, that is all around Brazil, and Morumbi Group is all around Brazil too. They have all the best places, stores to buy. Then we have like sports department like Decathlon, Centauro and Bayard are Brazilian, just like Decathlon. So they have their own brands for all kinds of sports. Then we have the sports web stores. This segment are increasing so crazy. People buy like, it's more important today. It's the best channel, commercial channel to sell the collection. It's here. So we have Kenwi, Netshoes, Centauro, Sports Hall. Netshoes is already going to South America. So I believe Uruguay and Argentina, they are going to deliver to, so it's going to be bigger. Then we have those nice fashion department stores like Rennes and Riachuelo, just like CR. And then we have like Pé na Trilha and Casa de Pedra that are very like outdoor sports like Salomon, North Face, and more like this kind of for climbing and trekking, trail run, mountain bike, and like fashion runner that's more for running and triathlon and cycling. And why is Webby increasing so much in Brazil? It's because we have a lot of people connected, and we have today, it's from 2013, from last year, this research. We have 100 million people connected. So what makes a lot of interest to buy 27 hours a month online. It's the average people stay online. The world average is 24, 25. 23% of people use a smartphone. We are the fifth place at the world for a smartphone. 24% of people watch TV and are connecting on their social medias. So they're online when they watch TV. 30% is between age 25 and 34, and 18% is between 18 to 24 years old. What makes a lot of, we call like economical buyers here. 6% of the house has internet. 9.1 million people buy from internet. That's a huge number. And this market makes 13 billion and increases from 2012 to 2013, increased 28%. So it's a very nice place to be if you are a brand. And the amount is like $163, what is a very nice average ticket. And then what makes people to be connected in Brazil a lot is because all the social media are very, very strong in Brazil. So we are the second place at Twitter, second place at Facebook, and second place at YouTube. We just lose for United States. And if you think about the size of United States and the size of Brazil and the powerful of United States and powerful of Brazil, I bet that proportional, we use more than them. So 79% are on social media, and 36% are connect time are on social media. And we spend like about 500 minutes a month at Facebook. So it's kind of like divided by here. We have 46 men to 54 women. So it's kind of like half-half. And that's what makes all the brands put money on social media, and all the blogs and all the bloggers so influence in the buying, the commercial. And then what is going on in Brazil now after World Cup, we have the Olympic Games for 2016. So I believe that soccer, running, and gym are still increasing numbers, but I think more other sports will increase too because of the Olympic Games. And this movement is not going to stop until 2016 for sure. So all the brands are looking for new technologies, new fabrics, new accessories to launch and use in 2016. So they're doing now. So they have like 2 years to develop all the collection. So I think it's the way we're going for the next 2 years, very involved with the Olympic Games and the Olympic sports. And that's it. And maybe it's a chance to go to Brazil in 2016 so we can know the market and see the Olympic Games. And I have all my emails here, my website, and I'm on social media, of course. So if you want to talk about Brazil or have some question, feel free to talk with me. I'll be here today and tomorrow. Thank you so much for you're here and be on my presentation.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. For your free entrance badge and other presentations, go to www.performancedays.eu. Copyright November 2014 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.